This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan did the right thing in winning the release of reporter Nicholas Danilov from the Soviet Union. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the right wing did a lot of unfair sniping at President Reagan for giving away too much when he obtained the release of reporter Nick Danilov from the Soviet Union and agreed to the summit in Iceland. That put you in a tight crack, Bob, because you couldn't parrot the right-wing line and still support the president. The key point on Danilov is that he was released without trial. The Soviets dropped all charges against him. His innocence was never compromised in any way. By contrast, the Soviet spy arrested in New York was charged, tried, and sentenced, then exchanged in a swap for Yuri Orlov, a distinguished Soviet dissident and human rights activist. Are you willing to stand with President Reagan on this one, Bob, and against the right wing?
Ted, you're in one of your time warps again. So let me set your watch for you. Within 24 hours after Nick Danilov was arrested, I had cabled Soviet General Secretary Gorbachev demanding Danilov's immediate, unconditional release. On the first day the Senate met after Danilov's arrest, I sponsored a resolution supported by all senators, including you, demanding his release. Several days later, senators from both parties joined me in trying to get another strong resolution passed, telling the Soviets no business as usual as long as Danilov was in jail. You recall why it took several days to get that resolution passed? Some liberal Democrats tried to block it because they thought it was too tough on the Soviets. And finally, within minutes of Danilov's release, I announced it on the Senate floor and warmly welcomed it. I'd say welcome aboard, Ted. But this train left the station weeks ago. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Radio Network.